What was the sell job on you? I know Tim Leiwicki is quite the charismatic character, Dwayne. I know there's a new regime with this team, and you know the landscape a little bit. What sold you on what's happening now?
Well, I think this just a simple phone call from Tim himself. Just, you know, let me know the direction that the team plans to go and the new shift of focus in terms of, you know, turning this into a real successful and team in Canada and in MLS. So just by a simple call from him alone showed me that, you know, it's a different feel and it's a different approach. So that alone made me look at to take it serious. Because I tell you what, when it first called, I was kind of, are you sure this is a joke, right? But, yeah, I was waiting for the punchline, but you're right. I've never experienced that. So to experience that from my hometown really feels good, because I tell you, on the championship teams and the teams that I've been on that was successful, that was pretty much how things were handled. There's a real connection with everyone within the organization, and everyone felt a part of it. So, and it's important.
You know what, Dwayne, in our seats, oftentimes we talk to coaches that come in, we talk to GMs that come in first day, and they talk about this culture change. And for me, it's almost the most overrated or overused phrase in sports, because you can say all you want, to actually do it is a completely different thing. Does this feel like the same club that you once left under, let's say, interesting terms?
No, definitely. And if it was, I probably wouldn't be here having this conversation with you right now. It's because of that new culture change is why I'm here. Obviously, I'm passionate to be in my city, and I didn't want to come back here if it wasn't that part of it wasn't taken serious. And you know, Tim is very as charismatic as he is, he means business, and I appreciate that, because that's exactly how I see myself as a player. And if you want to be successful, I think that's the right approach.
Dwayne, you're a local guy. When in your first tour here, obviously it made a lot of sense from every angle, and I think people were taken aback by how nasty it got. Mm-hmm. In hindsight, why did it get to that point? I mean, the easy answer is money. But what else? There had to be more to it.
Well, I mean, I think it started from just exactly what I cherish about Tim Leiwicki, is him just being upfront and honest and just making that connection. Is that's what was lacking. There was no real connection when I was here with the organization at the time. And it got to a point where there was empty promises, and it boiled to a point where I said enough's enough. It's a different. We'll have a different conversation if I wasn't doing my job as a player on the field. But if I'm doing that and you're getting empty promises at the same time, then it builds to a point where you get frustrated, and you know it comes to a head, which it has. So obviously, when I left, it kind of left some things unsaid on my part, and you know I know there's stuff in the media about and things behind the scenes that was said about myself. But I think if you ask all the players that was there at that time, they had nothing but positive things to say about me. And when I left at the time, you know, the most important thing is I had the blessings of my family and my community supported me at the time. So it was always obviously tough leaving my hometown, my city, because I came here with nothing but good intentions. But unfortunately, some people tried to take that for granted, and I wasn't willing to accept that.
Dwayne, you mentioned there were some things in the media and there were things left unsaid and things were maybe skewed a different way. What are some of those things you're talking about?
I mean, it's stuff that I don't want to go back on, but stuff in terms of contractual stuff in terms of promises with some of the other players and stuff that I witnessed and just the way some things were handled that could have been handled in a much more professional way and a much more business way where it's there's a mutual respect there. And I think Tim understands that balance between having a business, a successful business, a marketing business that's selling, but most importantly, having a successful winning business. And you know, when you combine those two, then you're onto something. And I believe that they're definitely onto something. And I felt it was important for me to be home, to be part of it.
So now we look at this, and obviously it sounds like you never thought you would be back. And here you are in this spot with rumors swirling about who might join you. And you might even get a chance to bring playoff football to this city. You might be able to do a lot of things that a lot of people thought were possible the first time around. Does this kind of excite you that you get the point where you get the mulligan back here in your hometown?
Oh, definitely. I mean, when I first came here, the first thing on my mind was to turn this organization into a successful one, and I think I've achieved that. You know, don't get me wrong. When I left, it wasn't all negative. It was a lot of positives that took place when I was there, like us winning the first Canadian championships and representing Toronto in the CONCACAF for the first time. You know, me representing TSD Best 11 and at the All-Star. So, you know, developing, you know, having the opportunity to have a professional organization in your hometown and developing the youth. So from since I left now to... From since I left then to now, I think there's definitely a huge, as you said, there's a huge shift in focus, and there's a certain buzz that is around. I think all teams that people are really buying into, people are really believing that, you know, as you said, that change is going to come, and you know, I'm going to help see to it that it does happen. And what better feeling one could get than to make the playoffs. I heard you guys before this talking about making the playoffs, and you know, it's unfortunate, but it's the first step. We have to get there first before you have any chance of winning the championship. And then when you're there, it's anyone's ballgame at that point.
Dwayne DeRosario here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and 360. Dwayne officially began his second tour with his hometown team today, signing his official press conference earlier today at BMO. Obviously, Dwayne, this is a big time for the club. Season ticket drive has been pushed back. It's starting up pretty soon. And since you left, I don't know if you've noticed, but things got like way worse. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know how else to put it other than that. Yeah. And there are some, there were some angry Red Patch fans and people who love this team from the get-go. And they basically said last 2 years, I've had it. I am not renewing these season tickets, and I'm done. If you could speak to them directly, why should they come back? Why should they renew?
Because I'm back.
Good answer.
I like that. I like that little dance horn you had there, man.
Good one.
Listen, you know, I'm with the fans 100%. You know, they're passionate about soccer, and that's one thing. I wasn't surprised that when Toronto FC First Conception was, you know, everyone was kind of taken back of how much people were into soccer, and you know, it's getting bigger and bigger, and you know, the future is definitely bright, not only for soccer in Canada and in Toronto for TFC, but I think on a national team as a whole, because now we're really starting to have the opportunity to develop our own young kids. You look at Jordan Hamilton today, he's getting signed. So, you know, all these things are steps in the right direction, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Dwayne DeRosario joining us here on Tim and Sid. You can follow him on Twitter at Dwayne DeRosario. And as a good Scarborough boy, he's always doing work in the community. That will continue. You can find that stuff on his Twitter account.
Yeah, and speaking on that, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but this Saturday, we're actually opening up our development and power training program for those kids who are looking to take soccer to the next level in Scarborough. So you could go on the Deer United Facebook page to get more information on that.
Dero United Facebook page?
Dero United, yes.
There you go. So we're sitting here and we're doing a radio show 3 hours a day, and we're talking about TFC. And I don't know if you remember Bob McCowan from your days as a Ute in Scarborough, but he doesn't talk much soccer. Yesterday, top of the show, he's talking TFC. And the reason he's talking it, because there are whispers of names like Jermaine Defoe and Michael Bradley. Did you think, you don't have to talk about those guys, but did you think that names of that of that ilk were possible when you first heard of coming back to Toronto?
No, I didn't know those were possibilities. Obviously, to have the opportunity to play like guys with those calibers, and winners, most importantly. If you look at, you know, a guy like Jermaine Defoe, he's won at individually, he's won at the international level, he's won at the club level. If you look at, you know, a guy like Michael Bradley, yes, he's won at the club level, he's won at the international level. If you look at Tim Leiweke, he's won, he's at a winning organization across all levels of sport, and I've won at the club individual and international as well. So if those guys do happen to come on board and it does, all those chips fall in the right place, I mean, you're looking at a very winning culture, and guys know what it takes to win. And I think that'll only create room to breed success. And like I said, what better place to do it than in my hometown?
Dwayne, I never like to count my chickens before they're hatched, but let's just work the lineup here. So you're going to be on the left, wide left D-row, Jermaine Defoe up top. Obviously, Bradley kind of slots in behind there. Maybe he's not the attacking. Maybe he's not the number 10, but he's like you're kind of
distributor.
Real central mid.
According to Nelson, he said maybe left back, so I don't know.
No. You're not playing left back. Okay, so like is Wayne, like seriously, like where do you see yourself in here? Do you want to be up top? You want to play a little wide? Like what are you thinking?
I mean, for me, left in behind the forwards up top, I appreciate all those positions, you know. I don't mind either one, to be honest. Depending why left could sometimes be too wide left if the ball doesn't come to you a lot in the game, and then you kind of feel like you're just out of the game. At times that could be very stressful, especially a guy like myself who likes the ball. So you know, but you know, either one of those positions is fine by me.
See, Dwayne, that's been the complaint. When I watch where you're situated sometimes, my complaint on you on the left is for that reason. I don't think you don't get enough touches out there. Do you find that sometimes? But even with Canada, I've had that complaint.
Yeah, it depends on the system that you play, and if you play it a certain way, then it works. But if not, like sometimes you're out there on the left, like, geez, I'm watching the game. I need to be in this right now. So, and then you'll see me drift towards the middle.
Yeah. You see, if you have a midfielder, Sid, that can distribute, that also helps. I don't know if there's a guy out there.
Yeah, D-Roll, you know what? If they sign some guy from Roma, he can give you a lot of touches, too.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think you'll be on an island out there.
I'm no rocket surgeon, but that helps.
Hey, listen, if that's true, that'll be great, because that's a player I definitely admire. And I've always thought he's the best, I think, U.S. national team player for quite a few years now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if they do make that happen, I think that would be awesome.
He's top drawer. I mean, you're not on a second place Serie A team for nothing. I'm with you, Dwayne. That'll be something else. Right. Listen, Dwayne, it's great to have you back in town, man.
Yeah.
I don't care what happened beforehand. That's water under the bridge. Welcome back to TO. The fans love you, and best of success going forward.
One more on the way out.
Horns on the way out. Why not?
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
There is Dwayne DiRosario.